Great to have your company this morning on Racing Pulse. We'll catch up with Jason Warren very shortly, but let's have a chat to Sam Friedman now, because it's a fork in the road Saturday for his two-star three-year-old Zuzarella, the favourite in the 1,000 Guineas, and Artoria's second favourite in the Caulfield Guineas. He's looking for Group 1 glory in the Golden Rose, and Zuzarella goes around the Jim Maloney. Good morning, Sam. Are you well?
Morning, Michael. Very well, thanks.
That's good. Let's start with Zuzarella in the Jim Maloney Stakes. She couldn't have been more impressive in her two runs, both at the Valley. She gets out to the open spaces of Sandown over 1,400 metres. Was this the race that you always had in her program instead of actually heading to Caulfield before the 1,000 Guineas and the Guineas Prelude last week?
Yeah, it was, particularly, you know, after her debut. We went sort of 2 weeks into her second start, and we just felt that the gap between her second and third start was going to suit her better than, you know, another two-week gap. So, yeah, look, this has always been the plan with her. And, you know, you'd think Sandown would probably suit her better, albeit, you know, when they come down that hill sometimes, you know, horses can lose their balance a little bit, and she's a very big filly. So we'll just be looking to keep her balanced and hit the line. It's on her grand final there on Saturday, so she's still yet to peak, hopefully.
How much improvement has she taken from that last win at the Valley, though?
Oh, look, she's just holding her form. We haven't probably tapered her work a little bit. You know, she was pretty fit for that 1,200, so we just tapered her work a little bit, freshened her up, and 1,400's not going to be a problem. But, you know, backed off her a little bit, and then, you know, she can run Saturday, and that should bring on some more improvement to step out to the mile.
It's only a smallish field, but she's drawn the outside. She's come from behind in both her wins. It looks the recipe again from that gate. Is it on Saturday to ride her quietly?
I would imagine so. We'll have a good look at the race, as you said. I mean, there's probably no real speed in the race. She's not been favoured with any barriers. I don't want to sound like Richard Friedman, my uncle, but yeah, she's not had too many good gates through her career. So, look, hopefully she's saving it for the big one.
If she does draw a good gate, can she sit closer in the run?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, you watch her run so far. She's been pretty quick out of the gates, and obviously around the Valley with that start, we've always elected to bring her back, and she has wanted to get going a little bit. So, look, if she drew a gate, I'd have no issue. She'd be settling right behind the speed somewhere.
Barring bad luck, do you expect that she'll win again on Saturday?
Well, look, I think, you know, she's not there to peak Saturday, and there's going to be horses improve at different rates. Obviously, looks like Biscayne Bay and Mac and Cheese are going to improve that to the 1,400 with a run under their belt. So I don't think it's a foregone conclusion that she wins, but, we're hopeful that she can.
Extreme Flight goes around in race number three on Saturday. Was a nice winner last start, this three-year-old colt. We haven't really, outside of Artorias and Animo, appear to have that much depth in the three-year-old ranks. Where does this boy rate in your team?
He's a horse we've always really liked, and he was good on debut, and then he disappointed at his next start, actually behind the favourite in this race Saturday, and we thought he'd give him a good shake there that day. So he put the blinkers on. He got an easy kill last time out and travelled very well and let down strongly. He's improved again, I think, out of that. He's in that race up to his ears, you know. So I think he's a nice horse. Is he, you know, a Guineas horse? I'm not sure. He might be more a Sandown Guineas or a Carbine Club type of horse. But he's one that's on the up, and his pedigree probably says, you know, on the damn side that he should, he should be improving as he steps out in trip a bit.
You've got King of Hastings and Aussie Nugget. Aussie Nugget was an eye catcher last start from gate one. Who's your best outside out of those two?
Look, I think Aussie Nugget's probably one of our best there on the day. He was a brilliant run at the Valley. Second up, he generally peaks third up. And this sort of trip, this race has been really his target race for this preparation so far. So gate one's not ideal for him. He'll be back needing a bit of luck. But, he will hit the line hard. And King Hastings just pulled up out of that run with a little foot issue, and we backed off him. He's had a good trial, and he's right back to himself. He's moving very well, so a little bit of sting out of the ground would certainly help his chances, but it does look the perfect race for him.
Before we ask you about Taurus, let's head to the Valley on Friday night. You've got a couple of nice runners, including Homesman, who resumes first up the JRA Cup. He's been a good horse. First up, 2040, ready to go?
Yeah, he is. He's ready to go. He's been amazing. You know, we've just been a part of probably the later part of his career, but he's been a marvel to have in the stable. And, yeah, he's ready to go. He's bouncing at the moment. He's a very good sign with him. So he loves the Valley. He generally performs pretty well fresh. So I would think we'd, he'll be very competitive.
Are you looking at the Cox Plate with him this year?
Potentially, yeah. Look, he as I said, he does love the Valley, and we'll get a good guide on where we go after he runs on Saturday. There's plenty of options around for him. He still holds a nomination in a Caulfield Cup, which he's run in before. So there's plenty of different options around. But we'll just get through the run on Friday.
Flying Evelyn. Evelyn was great last start. Seems to be underrated.
Yeah, she was stiff down the straight. She's probably going to be a hard ask from the barrier, but if she can get there somewhere near the speed, she'll let down very well. But it's just a different maybe a different race shape for her from that barrier.
Do you give Yulong Command much hope over the 9.55 first up?
Yeah, I think these 9.55s are going to be tailor-made for him over the summer. He's pretty forward for this. You know, he's a horse that needs to be pretty fit. He does everything at 100 miles an hour. So if you're on a good gate, we'll be letting him run and use his speed. So really out to try and set that 9.55 record for the season. That's his goal for this preparation anyway.
And then we go to Sydney Artorias and the Group 1 Golden Rose. Were you disappointed with his run last start, or were there excuses?
Look, I was disappointed immediately after, as you are when a horse is probably the price that he is. But when you sort of take his SP away and you consider all the factors, they did drop the tempo a lot from the 800 to the 400. I've always thought he is a horse that just needs a genuinely run race, which, the better grade that he runs in, I think the better he's going to go. Saturday will tell us, whether we are looking to go back to a 1200 and ridden, similar to, I'm not saying he's Santrana Lane, but it's similar to that sort of horse, a get-back sprinter, or whether he is genuinely a Guineas horse. These sort of horses can deceive you into, we've always thought he probably does want further, but sometimes, they can just be those horses that get back and need a bit of speed on. So, anyway, he's fit now and ready. He pulled up having a pretty good blow last start as well, and first up he was pretty soft, I thought. So he's fit and ready to go. Hopefully he can upset Animo.
So what do you need to see for a Caulfield Guineas campaign? Is it a flashing, obviously a win, or a flashing run home? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, well, I think, the sectionals are going to tell the tale with him. Sectionals say that he did get tired that last 200 there last start. Mm. He's run home the same time as the winner. So he got tired there, but he's not going to get tired on Saturday. So as long as he's running home very strongly, we'll be looking to try and follow Animo everywhere he goes, and hopefully he can finish off very hard.
Delphi was a great run last week. How do you get him into the Caulfield Cup?
Yeah, well, look, he's going to be on the cusp. We're thinking we'll probably go to the Herbert Power with him and then maybe look to back him up. He's won on the back up in Ireland when he was with Aidan, and won very well, and then actually ran 13 days later and ran very well again. So he's pulled up super from that run, and he's been fresh all week. So that tells us that he's not going to have any issue backing up from the Herbert Power. So we'll head towards that race.
And have you got a winner today for a Cerberus at Cranbourn?
Yeah, he's a really nice horse. He's probably treating him a little bit like Ain't No Deal Done, giving him a nice spring, and hopefully he can knock his maiden off, and we may look to head over to Adelaide for Hill Smith Stakes or something like that. So he's a horse that'll love the mile and should just keep improving.
Good on you, Sam. Best of luck over the weekend.
Cheers. Thanks, Mike.